The picture I want to paint is that of a city moving from the time of the fire of 1889 to the period right after the gold rush of 1900. A city that, in a sense, barely paid any attention to the fact that it had a fire, to the fact of the gold rush, to the fact of the panic of 1893. All of these events could help it a bit, could hinder it a bit, perhaps, depending upon their nature. But regardless of them, the city is simply growing massively internally. It is a local and an independent city, which Tacoma was not. Tacoma was, from the very beginning, the place that the Northern Pacific went. And in this period, between 1890 and 1900, nothing had the kind of hold on Seattle that perhaps the Great Northern and other things were to get on it later on. That is, here we see burgeoning, we see development, we see a whole town pushing out into all kinds of different directions, and able, in the most telltale ways, able to produce for itself what hitherto it had had to depend on other places to produce. That is, the frontier city of Arthur Denny could not, after all, offer more than the rudiments of its existence on local manufacture and local production. It had to get almost everything from the outside. But, as we've seen, what Arthur Denny began was the idea that one should try for kinds of local production and local control. And this was the battle that he has fought with San Francisco, with Olympia, with other towns in the Sound. And this is what we can see. The fruits of this are things that we can see right here in the city, in what really is this great golden period there between 1890 and 1900, a burgeoning, not into one or two major industries, not because of one or two major events, but a burgeoning out into all kinds of different things.